lunch.
Oh, it's the lonely life. We're wasting our time.
That's good. Must have get this started in just a second, y'all. Let me put this a couple spots. We got to have this discussion. You already know who it is, Jay Dizzle, Netter Cat. Let me do this real quick. Hopefully we can get some dialogue on this. So I know a lot of different people have different perspectives on this, but maybe we can come to some accord or at least exchange ideas and be able to see where each other's coming from and get to a point where we could at least have an understanding that'll allow us to move forward. But let me go ahead and share this a couple times before we get this shit cracking. One second, Sean. Let's get this. So y'all see the title. You see how we doing it. 4th of July. July 4th, Independence Day, they call it. But are we there yet? Freedom, are we there yet? That's the topic. Even before I start, I do have to say this, though, in regards to, we lost a soldier yesterday. Lost a comrade, a big brother, a good brother, a family man, a husband, a father. By the name of Keith Muhammad. So I do want to salute him and his works. If you want to be more familiar with this good brother, he did do a show with me on Black Eye Stand Radio in February. He also had his own little thing he did on YouTube called The Realest Black. He's a good, passionate brother, very sincere brother, and he's going to be missed. Condolence to his wife and his children, to the comrades, everybody who we affected, and salute to the work that he did, because the brother was serious and he was sincere. I'm sure he probably even has something to say on this topic. But so the topic is freedom, because every time around this year, just like every other holidays, now it's kind of crazy how, you know, we act like we're so woke and so revolutionary. We don't ever want to celebrate anything. And I do understand the whole 4th of July shit. Like, I don't celebrate the 4th of July. I don't put no energy into it personally. Like, I don't put money into it, anything like that. But I understand if you do. You know what I'm saying? I understand if some of these holidays, like Thanksgiving, I understand, although we don't celebrate the decimation of the indigenous people, we're not celebrating that. But I do know a lot of people, they have the day off. And they'll go with their family, and they'll cook, and they'll eat. And that's just kind of like a holiday in itself. You know what I'm saying? I missed Thanksgiving at my parents' house. I missed that because all my family and friends, all my family was there, my cousins, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts, my uncles, people I didn't see a lot. However, all I'm saying is this. When we speak on these kind of terms and we say we don't celebrate certain things and we don't put energy, but we actually do put energy in these things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not judging that. I just want to make a couple points. For instance, on Thanksgiving, 4th of July, yeah, we don't really celebrate that, but we do go out and we purchase things from corporations who have sponsored that holiday and commercialized it. So we're basically giving them our power. We're giving them our money, our currency. That's power. We're giving them these things. So yeah, we might not be celebrating when George Washington defeated the British and all that, but you know, you went and got some steaks or something. You know what I'm saying? You might be popping up some fireworks for the kids. They like that kind of shit. We're still putting energy in these things. And it being the 4th of July right now, and everybody's still talking, we ain't free. We're still slaves and this and that. And we ain't celebrating 4th of July. But they still celebrate certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like last month, we had Juneteenth. And all up and down social media, we had these super woke conscious cats swearing up and down that we shouldn't be celebrating Juneteenth because we're still slaves. That's a crazy way, that's a crazy notion. It's crazy because if you really want to think about it, if you really want to put it in perspective and context, then look at our ancestors. First of all, you're dismissing the fact. I'm going to get to this 4th of July, hold up. But you're dismissing the fact that the only reason there's a Juneteenth is because our ancestors actually fought a war and they beat the rebel South. So when you're saying that you don't celebrate Juneteenth and we're not free, that's incorrect. We're not independent. We're not liberated, but we are free because our ancestors could not walk off of their jobs. If they walked off of their jobs, they would be hunted down, and if they were captured, they would be tortured or even killed. They couldn't walk off their jobs. They couldn't use their own names. They couldn't name themselves and give themselves a continental name, one of these royal names that we run around with. They couldn't just go to the general store, buy a blunt and some beer and get out of honey and just kick it. They couldn't do those kind of things. They couldn't organize a boycott. They couldn't start their own businesses. They couldn't read. They couldn't do none of the freedoms that we have. So you imagine going back and taking one of our ancestors from the year 1800, bringing them up here and him hearing you say that we're still slaves. And he's looking at you like, yo, I couldn't do none of this shit. Nat Turner didn't go Nat Turner because he just didn't want to boycott, because he just didn't want to organize and do a strike. He did that because he had no other choice. There was no choice. But however, I don't celebrate July 4th, but I'm not going to say we're not free. I'm not going to be one of these super woke revolutionaries running around here talking about we're still slaves. You may still be a slave. I'm not a slave. I'm a free man. I can make moves, and that's what I do. And so can you. But when we keep regurgitating this idea that we're slaves, we're basically taking the power from ourselves and restricting ourselves from what we can do. That means you don't want to really take responsibility of what it means to be free. So when it comes to freedom, I say, yeah, we're there. We are free. We are free to do certain things, to make certain moves our ancestors couldn't, to take it to the next level. So exercise that and assert your power. Let's quit speaking in terms of, like, we don't ever want to celebrate our own victories. Juneteenth comes up, we don't want to celebrate. Kwanzaa comes up, the principles. We always find reasons why not to celebrate these things. But we're celebrating these holidays that empower them. If anything else, these holidays that we should be celebrating should be a time that we can get together and spend our money together. We can have harmony together. We can help. We can pass down the legacies. We can reflect on where we came from and where we're at and where we need to go. There's a reason why they continue to push their heroes. There's a reason why when you were in school, you learned how great their ancestors were, how great all of their Christopher Columbuses. Benjamin Franklin, all these people that tortured our people and owned our people, they tell us they're great because they're going to remember. They're going to remember no matter what it took for them to be a sovereign nation here in the United States. The good, the bad, the ugly, they're going to remember that. They're going to celebrate that because they came a long ways from being in the cage. So here we are, understanding that we have privileges and freedoms and the power to do things our ancestors couldn't, but we still want to call ourselves slaves. We still don't want to celebrate our own victories. Juneteenth was created because of a military victory that our ancestors had over the rebel South. You want to know why? You know what I'm saying? All these white boys in the South still want to hold their Confederate flags. They're still praising and giving honor to their ancestors who lost. But we're sitting up here, the victorious ones, because remember, the North was getting their ass kicked until blacks in the North got involved in the war. Why'd they get involved? Because of people like Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass. So imagine this as you're still calling yourself a slave. Harriet Tubman actually ran from enslavement, freed others, and chopped it up with the president to be able to talk him into allowing blacks in the North to fight the war. Same thing with Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. So they were actually slaves. They were actually enslaved. And they went from that to chopping up with the president to negotiating a deal to allow us to enter a war to free ourselves from the bondage of the rebel South. So if they can do that, when they actually were in chains, when they actually had to run from dogs and people shooting at them, people trying to track them down, they went through all of that to be able to chop it up with the highest seat in office at the time, to be able to negotiate for us to be able to win our own freedom. And you don't want to celebrate that. And you want to say you're still a slave. That is the most ridiculous, self-hating, negative shit. These are the same cats. These are the same kind of people who will celebrate when their team wins the Super Bowl. That's telling us not to celebrate our ancestors dying and killing for our freedom. And you wonder why people look at us like we're crazy. Everybody celebrates their victories. Hell, people will take our culture and celebrate it like it's theirs. But when we have legitimate things to celebrate, we don't want to celebrate it, and we don't understand the degree of brainwashing that we have to still be under as we say we're conscious. Because if you really want to know who was in charge and who organized and who put in the work in these rebellions and these uprisings, 90% of the times they were educated people. There were those of us that can read and write at that time who understood our culture and our history, and we wasn't having it. I say we because that's where the bloodline I come from. I don't know where some of y'all come from. Some of y'all might have been the ones like when we were saying, yo, we got to put in this work. No, we can't win, man. The slave master's too powerful. We just always going to be slaves. That's some of y'all, obviously. Because you can just see anytime we talk about anything simple like black nationalism. Oh, yeah, well, you can't be black because black in the law means what the fuck are you talking about? Black means what the hell we say it means. How is 1 minute we're talking about we're kings and we're gods and we're rulers and we came from ancient Egypt and we used to build pyramids and how are you going to say that in one breath and then act like you can't even assert the power that we have right now to improve our conditions and that we're still slaves? That don't make sense. Miss me with that. That's like that fake woke shit. Let me see what's up with these people, man. Power to the ancestors. Right. Like let's give power to our ancestors as well by not forgetting them, by not undermining the achievements. Because remember, wherever you work at, if you were to flip your boss off and tell him, fuck off, cracker, I'm leaving, you can leave. You'll safely get to your vehicle, drive to your house, go kiss your wife, have yourself a beer and a steak and smoke a blunt, whatever you do, and you ain't got to worry about nobody tracking you down trying to kill you for leaving your job. Then you can start your own business. Our ancestors couldn't do that. Remember that. They couldn't do that. So I'm not saying it's all good right now. It's not. I'm not saying we don't have work to do because we do. I'm not even saying we're liberated or that we're independent because we're not. What I am saying is that we're free. So understand that we're free. And don't put that negative vibration to our people talking about we still ain't free. Because I understand on one hand, some people use that type of language as a motivation to understand that we still have a lot to go so we don't get complacent and comfortable. I understand that technique. However, what we really need to do is be charging each other up with the power that we have, because once we get used to understanding that we do have power and we can get things done, once we can when we can track actual progress, that will give us the energy to continue to fight and for other people to join. This is why we need to be sharing more victories and we need to be sharing these defeats. This is why they saturate the TV with us being killed on TV. They show this every single time. Anytime they can, they make a big deal out of this person got killed. And I'm not saying it's not important. But they'll keep on regurgitating us being killed by the police as the trigger, the fear, as to continue the post-traumatic slave disorder that invokes fear within us. Because white people get shot too. And you want to know why they don't put that on the TV and loop it? It ain't because they're trying to start a race war like some of y'all think. It ain't because it don't happen, because it do. It's because, for one, they don't want us to get used to seeing them get killed like that and get numb to that. That's number one. And for two, because the idea is to program us to be fearful. It's not to expose that these cops don't care about any of us, because then who knows? Maybe some of these poor white people would join the movement. So that's why they don't show when other people are killed. They show when we get killed, because they want to invoke that fear. Remember the public lynching? You seen the pictures of our people hanging and burning? And there'd be a gathering of thousands of people watching that shit. That was called a public lynching. That's what we see every day on the TV. And it obviously is working because it's traumatizing some of us. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes we don't need to indulge in sharing all that all the time, man, because it does traumatize you. Subconsciously, it makes you think that you can't win. That's why we come up with these crazy-ass fake woke shenanigan conspiracy theories about reptilians under the earth. You know what I'm saying? Aliens coming from other planets, giving technology to the white. Like when they're shapeshifters, they're really reptiles and they can shift. When we think in terms like this, oh, this is secret Illuminati and we can't, All we're basically saying is that we can't do anything. Like, how the hell are we going to fight against a reptilian? If these people ain't even human anymore, now they're reptilians, now they're some super, you know what I'm saying, super monsters, how are we going to fight against that? That was the same principle when they gave us the white Jesus. How are you going to fight against God? This guy looks like God. How can we revolt? That's why in Haiti, they threw away those gods of the white man, as they called it, and they took up their own spirituality. And they got busy because they had to free their mind before they could free themselves. Now our self is free, but our mind's not, because we'll still run around saying that we're slaves. Are we free? We are free. We are free. You can move how you want. We could enjoy privileges that our ancestors couldn't. But what are we doing with that freedom? Because they had a lot less to work with and they got things done. Let's see what people are saying, man. Also program the whites to kill. Sup, Alicia Moreau. Sup, sis. Julian, Jeffrey. Maurice, what's going on, good brother? Malia. The Turk Fruit. All y'all. You know what I'm saying? What are you saying? Also to program the whites to kill. When you saying when they show the police? Or what do you mean? When they're showing that us getting killed? Yeah, if that's what you mean. It does give a signal, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, Zimmerman got off, all these police is always getting off. It does kind of give a signal, you know what I'm saying? It does empower those. I don't know if that's the actual reason why they do that, but what I will say is that it has that same effect regardless. So it does let people, white people, know that, hey, if you're bold enough to kill some black people, hey, you might even get a reward for it. Because when Dylan Roof, you know, that Charleston 9 situation, that little demon white boy got $4.2 million donated to him. Dan Wilson, I think the Ferguson police, got like $600,000 donated to him. Zimmerman got a few hundred thousand. So, yeah, it is a reward program. But what I'm really saying is the fact that it's so regurgitated every day. Because I'll tell you the truth. We're not, the police ain't killing us more than they used to kill us. They're not. In the 60s, they was killing us a lot more. Only thing is we didn't see it as much because we didn't have cell phones with cameras. We didn't have all that. So now it's being seen more, but it's actually not happening more. But they want to make sure that we see it more because that programs us with fear. They understand. Look, we have to start seeing these signs that shows the power and what's going on and what the projection is. So I already know, yo, Barack Obama, he didn't do nothing for us. I know what you mean. But we can't just look at it how we feel about it personally. We have to look at it, the big picture. What did that signify to the world? How will that history be written 100 years from now when we're in a whole different spot? We're going to see all this slavery and oppression and Jim Crow, and we rose out of that. And then a black president in 2008 with a straight-up African name with a beautiful black family in the White House. You know what I'm saying? These are going to signal. So when they're looking at it, the timeline, okay, 2008, black president, wow. 2012, a great awakening started happening, wow. 2020, you know what I'm saying? It's chronicling something. It's a signal. It's a sign of something. Because they're not going to understand 100 years from now that Barack Obama really was just pushing the gay agenda. That's not the part that we're going to be celebrating, because we're going to be in a whole different spot, or at least we're supposed to. They're just going to be celebrating like, yo, after that, it started to change. Next thing you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good things going on, is what I'm saying. There's a lot of good things going on that we don't hear. Because the media is not designed to empower us. That is our job. Think about it. For all my super woke, don't celebrate Juneteenth. You ever thought why you don't ever see any celebrations, corporate celebrations for Juneteenth? You don't ever see no commercials for Juneteenth. You don't ever see Walmart having a Juneteenth sale, selling the Juneteenth flags and stuff like that. You ever wonder why that is? Why the hell would they empower or even indicate or imply that we should celebrate something that wouldn't exist if we didn't exert military power over them? Why the hell would they do that? They don't even want to imply that we have victories. They don't ever talk about our victories. How much do you know about the Seminole Wars? Besides, you think that they were some light-skinned native dudes when they weren't. They were runaway slaves. They never lost a war. I want to say it was Andrew Jackson. They never lost a war. They never signed a treaty. These were runaway slaves who did join up with some native tribes. They never signed any peace treaties. They never did that. They're not going to show these kind of things, man. They're not showing our victories. That's why we never seen old Nat Turner before this Nate Parker dude. Why the hell would they show us these things? So that we can get riled up and understand we could do things. Understanding that we don't even have to just do a military. We have all kinds of options that all kinds of power that we could be using. Not even MLK Day. What you mean? What you mean, brother? The Gullah Wars, they kick ass. The Gullah Wars is absolutely. That's connected to the Seminole Wars, actually. Mm-hmm. So let me see here. Not even MLK Day. I don't know what you mean by that, Jeffrey. But I'll speak about MLK Day as well, though, because, you know, some of us are too woke and too revolutionary and too hardcore to celebrate Martin Luther King. But I'm going to tell you something. And a lot of us, let me tell you about some more fake woke shenanigans that are absolutely untrue. When you hear people say things like they gave us MLK Day because he was soft and he was a coon, that's a goddamn lie. You don't have to kill any soft coons. That's not a threat. If he wasn't a threat to white supremacy, they wouldn't have killed him. Not only that, they didn't give us MLK Day. We gave us MLK Day. It was us. They finally recognized it. I don't even think they recognized it until the 90s. That's how much we was pushing that shit to honor this man who deserves it, regardless if you agree with them or not. But they didn't give us MLK Day. I'm going to say it again. They didn't give us Black History Month. Because, you know, every February, you got people running around saying things like, oh, yeah, they give us Black History Month in February because it's the shortest day of the shortest month of the year. That's not true. They didn't give us Black History Month. Carter G. Woodson created Black History Week in February because Frederick Douglass was born in February, reportedly. And he did it for the week that it was his birthday week. Over time, it grew to Black History Month. They didn't give us that. They didn't give us Juneteenth. They didn't give us none of that. They didn't give us our freedom. It was our ancestors that defeat the South. That's what did it. We got to understand these kind of things, man. They don't show any commercial. Got that. Nah, they really don't. They really don't. We got to really peep game. Of course, they're not going to show us or imply that we should celebrate our own. Like MLK is more of a safe person for them to promote only because they only promote everything that he said that was, you know, hold hands and integrate. They don't really show you the stuff he was saying about Black nationalism. They don't even give you that. You know what I'm saying? They don't give you any Martin Luther King after 66, after you met Malcolm and Elijah. They don't give you the real spill. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but they only really give us that. And that's the point. It's up to us to make sure we hold our traditions. It's up to us to create. We can create our own holidays. We don't have to go by their holidays. And we don't have to. It doesn't even matter if they acknowledge it. They didn't acknowledge MLK Day for like 30 years till they actually acknowledge it as a holiday. 30 years. But we have to be able to ones to do it. We have to be the ones that stick to the script and say, if we're going to give Malcolm X a day, which we do, he does have a day. May 19th, it's up to us to be like, no, we ain't going to school in honor of our ancestor. Or we ain't going to school. School too, though. But we ain't going to work. It's up to us to make sure that we validate our own shit. And as we do that, not only will it help to break down white supremacy because now they're missing people in their workforce, but also if we celebrate it in a way like we should with all of our holidays, great holidays, or we should celebrate holidays or more legitimized holidays that we kind of already celebrate on the underground. We need to do that. We should be doing Kwanzaa, a week of Kwanzaa. Those principles are perfect principles for us to nation build right now, or to at least to sync in harmony and to spend our money together. And to build our own economics. This is the time to start doing this right now. Look what you're seeing happen. Look what we're seeing happen with this Trump shit, which is some other shit. I don't want to go too deep into it, but pretty much what you have is these Zionists and these Anglos are basically warring it out. That's basically what you see going on right now. They're warring it out. They're not doing it on our behalf, but it does benefit us. But it only is going to benefit us if we put ourselves in position to make the moves to take advantage of these situations that are happening. So no, we are not liberated. No, we are not independent. No, we have nothing to celebrate on July 4th, but if you want to do your thing, I'm not judging you on that. What I am saying is let's stop with the idea that we're still slaves, that we have no power, or we're not U.S. citizens and all these kind of things. When you know damn well that you're marking U.S. citizen on your job application, on your school application, on your loan application, on your kid's school registration, and all these things. So we don't have to pretend that we have no power and that we're just slaves and there's just nothing we can do. We know it's not all good. But if you really feel that way, then join the movement. Be involved in some of these things that's happening in your communities. Because if you're running around saying we ain't slaves and you're acting like you would just go back to 19 or 1830, you know what I'm saying? Then you should be ready to ride then if you really feel it's that hopeless. Kwanzaa should be commemorated, Leisha, you're absolutely right. And Kwanzaa really should be, because think of the principles. You got the unity, you got the group economics, you got the creativity, you got the faith, self-determination. I'm missing a couple. But these are different principles that we should actually be living anyway. These are principles that are within us. These are principles that before we were interrupted, before our civilizations were interrupted by foreigners, these are the kind of principles that held us down for millennia. It was those kind of principles. This is just how we live life. We should be celebrating that. And when we celebrate it for that week, we should be spending our money with, we want to get those candles. There should be black candle makers and we should seek them out. But whatever that we take, whatever we need to celebrate our holidays, we should try to get them from ourselves as much as possible. Because a Jewish person will not go to you to buy something to celebrate their holidays. They'll go to their own people. That's how they keep the money circulating. And that's how they keep the power, you know what I'm saying? That's how they keep their unity. It's like a spiritual empowerment. That's what me and my dad, salute to you and your son for that. So let's just change the language, man. Let's not get caught up in this, you know what I'm saying, this negative vibrations and this thinking that we're slaves. If we think that we're slaves, we're going to be like slaves. I'm going to tell you, slavery still exists in the United States of America. If you're in the pen, if you're in the penitentiary, that's slave. That's where you're actually owned. That's where you can't move unless they say you move. You eat what and when they say you eat. That's being owned. That's being state property. So if you're not willing to switch places with a prisoner and then go to work for free for a corporation that wax rich, don't be saying these kind of things. Because when you say these things, you're basically saying, hey, I can't do anything. And that's basically your excuse for not doing anything. That's basically just your excuse, man. But all you're really doing is you're interrupting and you're bringing negative vibrations to people who actually want to do something positive and wants to celebrate something. Like, we have to be able to celebrate something. We should be able to look at where we have been and where we have come, because no other people could do that. No other people could have went through what we went through. So we should celebrate this progress and understand, damn, if our ancestors went from there to there, they went from the minus to ground level, we should be able to build now. Like, remember, Black Wall Street, we knew what we were doing. Black Wall Street, we have to quit with that. Oh, it was bombed. We can't do it again. If we do it again, they'll bomb us. That's what these scared Negroes say. Oh, if we do it again, they'll just bomb it. Okay, cool. And we'll rebuild it, because that's what happened last time. Black Wall Street was bombed in 1921. It didn't fall until the 60s or 50s because it was rebuilt. And guess what tore down? Guess what ultimately ended Black Wall Street? It was integration. It wasn't the bombs. We still have several black towns right now. So I'm saying, like, we have to understand this power. We have to serve our power. That's why we're saying liberation-minded media. Because if you're not tapped in, then you're regurgitating information and narrative that you're getting from these news stations that were created to program us into thinking that we can't win. The propaganda that it gives to us and about us is just to make us think nothing of ourselves or each other, and like we can't win, and like we have nothing to celebrate, and that we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to cut that out. I don't want to make it this long. No, let me see. Your absolute African celebrated family unity and community. Absolutely, they did. So when we sit up here with these fancy names, right? You know, we're Hotep in it. We're mooring it up. We're Israelites. We're RBG. We're all these fancy things, and all these.